It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now, the host of our program, the Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, June 15th, and we are running 10 minutes late because of Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the city's public affairs specialist. Good morning, Cecilia. Tell us what we have going on today.
Good morning. And I was working, getting some things done for next week about some of these topics that we're going to talk about. But for today on the podcast, Vincent gave me a small agenda, so we are going to talk about a lot of activity that we have going on the waterfront, a little bit you've seen in our B-mails. We also have an inauguration coming up for the mayor and council, and we also have an event coming up next week where we're asking, are you ready? Are you prepared for a hurricane or storm? And then also, to kind of go along with that, there will be some sirens, some noises that the residents will be hearing soon to identify some of the issues, some of the things that are going to be coming up as well. Okay, and now I'm going to throw it over to Vincent to talk about some of the activity that's going on the waterfront.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about this new public pier that's being built at the foot of Oak Street. This is a pier that is being constructed using money from the Blind Tiger Restaurant, which is right there on the west side of the Great Lawn at Harris. And the Blind Tiger has been seeing these bones, these pilings of a pier that was pretty much ravaged by Hurricane Katrina. So people have been pulling up to that, and they've been walking through the water. They've been tying up to these pilings and walking up to the water, and rarely does a day go by that someone does not ask the Blind Tiger while they're in there, hey, why don't y'all do something with that pier over there? So they have stepped forward, and they're putting up to $30,000 to $40,000 on having this pier restored. And it's a great project. It is a public pier. Anybody can go fishing on it. Anybody can tie up their boat to it. And the Blind Tiger obviously knows that they're going to get some benefit from it, but they are stepping forward, and the work is underway right now. What do you think of that, William?
Brilliant insight. Wow. A no-brainer, but perfect for business. Hats off to the man who owns that operation.
Yeah, we're very proud to have community and civic-minded businesses like that that are doing things that are going to help improve the access to our waterfront. Along those lines, there was also an issue at the City Council on Tuesday where Mayor Gillich, he's been looking for a long time to try to bring forward his vision for the waterfront. That vision is to have a boardwalk that would go essentially from DeBees Road all along the waterfront, along our sand beach. And in some areas, we've already got a boardwalk, but he wants to make it contiguous to where it has the same width, which would be 10 to 12 feet, and it would go all the way around Point Cadet, all the way to Back Bay where the I-110 is. What this will do is tie together our entire waterfront where residents as well as visitors can appreciate the natural beauty of our community. It's going to create more jobs because we envision restaurants will be locating at certain points where permissible along the waterfront. And it's going to help commerce. It's going to help access to the waterfront. And it will just pay homage to this beauty that is Biloxi. The big problem that Mayor Gillich, the challenge that he has faced is where to come up with the money for this. Well, lo and behold, it was sitting right there. There is a state statute that says Harrison County will collect a one mil amount of money, a one mil levy from citizens countywide throughout Harrison County. And this is a state statute that was used to construct Point Cadet Marina, and it was used to make improvements to Biloxi Small Craft Harbor all years ago. So under this statute, the city's entitled to borrow $7.5 million, which the mechanism was put in place on Tuesday to move forward with this. We do not envision this creating any kind of tax increase for anyone, but the law says that it will be collected. Right now, of the one mil, and that's not million, that is a measurement. One mil is a measurement, an increment of funding. What one mil generates for Harrison County is about $2 million. But the mayor's not asking for that one mil. What he's asking for is about a quarter of that mill. Right now, it's at 0.11, which is being used to pay off bonds that were done for Point Cadet Marina and the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor. What the mayor wants to do is borrow that $7.5 million, pay off the, it's about a $600,000, I believe, left on the old bond, pay that off. It's at a 6% interest rate. The new bond for $7.5 million, we're thinking it's going to be about 3%. And it'll provide the funding that he has been looking for to do these things. We're thinking that it's going to go up to about 0.25. Now, is that not a tax increase? We're hoping that it's not going to be a tax increase because, quite frankly, when you look at Margaritaville that came on the tax rolls, which is getting ready to enjoy its first anniversary, by the way, when you look at the Hyatt Place that's come on the tax rolls, when you look at the growth just here in Biloxi, not countywide, just here in Biloxi, we're thinking that it's going to mean good things for this project as we move forward. So that's been all of the excitement about the waterfront. The other things that we have going on is the inauguration. Cecilia, the mayor's finally figured out a date and a location for the inauguration.
Yes, it will be Wednesday, June the 28th at the Sanger Theater, beginning, I believe, at 5:30.
5:30 it's going to begin. The great thing that he wants to do there is to point out where the restoration of our downtown will begin. And he wants to see it begin right there in the Sanger Theater. And the Sanger Theater could really use some work.
It is. It is an old historic building that is used often. It's constantly stayed booked, but it does have a little bit of damage, roof damage. We've kind of sent information out in the past. You've seen stories on TV about the damaged building just from the age of the building and just from the weather. But all that is moving forward.
William, you've been in that theater before. In fact, we did the great Hank Williams Sr. Production there a couple of years ago, which, by the way, we need to do again. But it's just a majestic theater.
Oh, without question. When you start at the beginning, which would be 1930, and see the original photographs of what it looked like then and through the eras, it's a hallmark to not only the entertainment industry, but to the community of Biloxi, that the Sanger brothers built it, and it exists even today. So this is a very prudent and historical move on the part of the mayor.
A lot of people may not realize you've got Sanger theaters all along the Gulf Coast, don't you?
Oh, without question. I think the brothers did all host the big one in New Orleans. I think there's one down in Pensacola. But our game plan will be, in a future podcast, to talk about how we're going to make this Sanger in the city of Biloxi most grand as a focal point. And a little tease. How about a tease? That we'll do a weekly show or broadcast from there that will be distributed nationally.
That's a great idea. We're going to look to do that. Super. Cecilia, I have a question. Are you ready?
Well, that is one thing we're asking residents to find out if they are ready for a hurricane or a storm. And we have some events coming up, and to tell us a little bit about that is the Biloxi Fire Chief, Joe Boney. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. How are y'all? This event, if you want to start it, Cecilia, give them a little bit of information about the dates and stuff.
Okay, sure. We have three events coming up starting Tuesday, June the 20th. It will be from 5 to 7:30 at the Frank Gruage Community Center or the Old Biloxi Community Center on Howard Avenue. Then the next night, Wednesday the 21st, it'll be at the Donald Snyder Community Center. Then the following day, Thursday the 22nd, it will be at the Joppa Shrine Center in Walmart. Now we have the three events. It's from 5 to 7:30. It's open to the public. And it's just for to educate the public and to remind residents about the precautions they should take before, during, and after a storm. But we're going to have a lot of activities going on there and stuff. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about that.
And by the way, before you say anything, you've been here for a few years in the fire department. This is unprecedented, what you're doing.
Absolutely. It's the first of its type that I know of. I've been on the department for 30 years. And back when I hired on, the emergency management position was in the fire department for years. It transitioned to the police department and is now back under the fire department. And this was one of the main things that I wanted to start when we took this over. I want to educate as much as we can the community on emergency, mainly weather emergencies but other emergencies as well. We wanted to put them in different parts of the city to allow all of our citizens a close location so they could come and attend one of these. We're asking that people come, sit, ask questions. We have a great group of people together. We have all the people that we feel are key players in the event of a hurricane emergency or a tornado emergency, a weather emergency, we brought them all together. We're going to have a roundtable discussion about what, you know, what to do and what to anticipate, how to prepare, what you need to do afterwards, so and to be safe about it. So we brought all these people together, and we're going to do a roundtable discussion. But we're also – it's going to be driven by the questions. And I think, Vincent, you're going to be the narrator for this.
And one of the things, too, Cecilia, I know you've been working a lot with – you appointed a dynamo over there in your department, this new battalion chief who was the emergency manager.
Yeah, Michelle Crowley, she's done just a wonderful job. She hit the ground running on this. I knew she could – she had the ability to do this. We needed somebody that could dedicate some good quality time to it, and I think she's really done that, and this will be a product of that.
Cecilia, there have been a lot of businesses that are going to be involved in this.
True, yes. We have a long list of people that are going to be there and have some demonstrations. Southeastern Doors will be there and do some demonstrations for hurricane shutters. We're going to have, Mercy Housing. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there. They're going to give out hurricane prep kits. They're also going to have a little photo booth where people can take picture, play around and take picture with some of their favorite weather people. And then we're going to, we're going to have refreshments there as well. And there'll be other people, like our police department will have sign-ups for the Are You Okay program. And this is for seniors to sign up for. And that way the police department will do a daily check, a call to seniors to see if they're okay, to see if they need anything. And this is just something good for seniors to sign up for, especially during a hurricane or anything like that, or storm. And then we're also going to have Humane Society will be there, and then we'll have display boards to let people know of shelters, evacuations, flood plains. And like Joe said, the roundtable discussion will also let the residents ask certain department heads and certain officials certain questions that they may have concerns on and issues that they want answered.
Joe, the real thing here is to get people to think.
Right. The time to plan for a storm is not when you get a warning or we get a storm in the Gulf. The time to plan is now. And it's not just, we tend to concentrate as a community on hurricanes, but that's not the only disaster that we face. You face tornadoes. They're rare in Biloxi, but they are a possibility. Terrorism acts, there again. All of these things require you to be prepared ahead of time, and mainly for your family. These phone lines get clogged up. You can't get in contact with your family. You get panicked. You want to get on the roads and start chasing your family down, and that's not the time to plan this. The time to plan it is when you have the ability to do it calmly and with your family.
And essentially you're talking about just sitting down and talking.
Right, and make a plan. You can meet it. You can do something as simple as if we can't talk on the phone for a certain period of time, we will decide to meet at this location at a specific time if we can't meet. These are all things. Do we have enough provisions, for a storm or something? Do I know where, if I'm not at home, if I'm at work, or say I'm a child at school, an adult at school, or a child even, where am I going to shelter for a tornado? These are all things that we should be planning now.
One of the things that we've learned over the years is we cannot tell, for the most part, we can't tell people what to do. We can tell them what the conditions are that they are going to face, but everybody's situation is different, whether it be where they live, whether or not they're in a flood zone, what kind of medications do they need prescription-wise. All of these things, they have to sit down and do this. We cannot do that for them. We can have suggestions on things that they need to consider, and that's what you're going to be doing.
Right, and it'll be a lot of things, as Cecilia mentioned. They're going to have the Humane Society. A lot of people don't think about their pets. This is a big thing. A lot of shelters don't take pets. Some shelters do take pets. But these are the things that you need to learn now. Where you're going to go, what you're going to do, how are you going to take care of your family. And a lot of times your pets are part of your family.
And then also, like good thing you said, CTA will be there, and they'll have sign-ups for people to sign up if they don't have transportation and they need early transportation to or from a shelter or another location.
What is CTA?
Coast Transit Authority.
There's a handy number you can call, and you get put on that list where if you are unable to have your own transportation, there are steps that they can take. You can also see where all of the storm shelters will be in the event that they are activated, and that's going to depend on where the storm's coming from and severity, right?
Absolutely. I can tell you there are no shelters in Biloxi, no hurricane shelters in Biloxi. These shelters are in the county and further out. But we know where they are. We know we can get people out to them. And the thing that we're trying to impress upon people is that if you are stuck out there in your home during a hurricane and you call us, which we get it all the time, it's happened since Wade Geis was the emergency manager for the county. People call and say, I'm stuck in my home, I can't get out. If that's the case, it's your fault. We are giving you every tool you need to be able to get out in a timely manner, in a safe manner, and to a safe shelter.
We are saying all of these things right now because we are in day 15 of the hurricane season. Hurricane season runs from June 1st all the way through November 30th. The prime time for hurricanes here is the month of August. Throughout our history, that has been when the most catastrophic storms have struck. Cecilia, you want to remind people about when this thing's going to be and where they should go one last time?
Sure. Three events starts Tuesday, June the 20th at the Dr. Frank Gruage Senior Community Center on Howard Avenue. Then Wednesday, June the 21st at the Donald M. Snyder Senior Community Center on Pass Road. And then on Thursday, June the 22nd at the Joppa Shrine Center in Woolmark. And this will be 5 to 7:30. Again, it's free to the public. But also in addition to this Are You Ready program, we have something new that the City of Biloxi is going to start enforcing will be siren testing. Tell us a little bit about that, Joe. When is it going to start?
This is something, Joe, if I can interrupt you for a minute. Years ago, the city got a federal grant and put up these towers, mostly at fire stations. And for the most part, they've set there dormant. But I think you're getting ready to change that.
Well, they're really not set dormant, though the public would believe they were. These sirens were bought after Hurricane Katrina to provide early warning for our community. Under the police department's direction, these sirens were tested monthly, but they were silent tests. In other words, they ran, but you didn't hear them. And I will stick my neck out there and say my decision in this is we need to acclimate the public on what it sounds like. We don't want them to hear it when there's a tornado or a hurricane bearing down on you and you're wondering, what is that noise? You know, this will warn you. It's called early warning. Mm-hmm. And you should get acclimated to the sounds of it. And when you hear it for real, you'll have a plan. You'll know what you need to do.
I think this is such a savvy and hip thing for a community to do. I mean, it's beyond a no-brainer. It's a tremendous service to be able to have a week and know what the codes, know what the tones are, and be able to say, okay, I better do something.
I want to hear more about the silent testing that we've been doing.
Well, I was thinking about that. I'm going to test a siren, but nobody can hear it. But that could be a whole monologue in itself. Here's Celia.
But the testing is going to start Wednesday, July the 5th at noon. And when they sound, they're going to be a minute long. But then whenever there is a real storm in the area, it's going to be 3 minutes long. Is that correct?
That is correct, and these sirens will be managed by the City of Biloxi through Harrison County, through the National Weather Service. In other words, the National Weather Service will advise Harrison County EOC that it's time to do this, and then they will pass that on to the City of Biloxi.
Is it a single tone? Will it be multiple tones in that minute? Is there a rhythm or pacing or what? I just said this into one solid ring.
It ramps up, it starts low, and it ramps up, and it stays up for about a minute, and then it ramps back down. That's the main siren.
Okay. You may have heard that during the silent testing. You didn't hear that?
No, I was oblivious at that given time, something like that.
We laugh about this, but this is exactly the way I feel about it. You know, this is ridiculous. We've spent millions of dollars to protect our community, and we need to get out of the mindset that we'll blow it when we have to at the last minute. This is an early warning system, right, and it should be used to provide the community with as much time as they can to protect ourselves.
So what you're going to be hearing is on the first Wednesday of every month at noon, you're going to hear this noise, and it is going to be at the 10 stations, the 10 siren towers throughout the city. Now, by the way, this is something I told you maybe we should pattern it after Keesler, but Keesler does this weekly.
They do. Every Wednesday at 12 o'clock, they test their sirens, and you know.
That's a bit much for you.
Well, no, it's really not as aggravating as you would think. It's only for a minute, so it's really not as aggravating as you think. But the people on Keesler know when they hear that siren what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now, are the sirens themselves, are they electric or are they compressed air?
No, they're steam. Yeah, no.
Start that again. You know, I was going to go there.
No, they're an electric tone, and they have a redundant system if the power were to go out to be able to provide. They have a battery backup system, so there is not an issue of them not working in the event of a power outage.
You will see them when you pass by a fire station. You will see this huge tower behind it, and it has a big, like, speaker thing up mm-hmm. at the top of it, and it's, I don't know how tall it is, 50 feet or whatever. And there are 10 of them throughout the city, primarily at fire stations. And they can even, if they wanted to, as I understand it, they could isolate it to a certain area. But I think y'all are going to test them citywide.
We do test them citywide. In the event there is a tornado warning for the north area of the city, it would not blow in the south area, only in the warned area. We have that capability. We also have the capability of providing different types of tones. And without getting, there's three or four different types, and without getting too technical about it, during hurricane season, we are going to test the hurricane, the tornado siren first, and then the hurricane siren next. So you will be able to understand which is which.
And these will be audible tests, huh?
Yes, they are audible tests.
And for the old timers, if you hear this, don't panic. It's not an air raid.
Yes, and again, those sirens will begin, or the department will begin the testings on Wednesday, July the 5th at noon. And for any information on the sirens or on the Are You Ready program, you can call the Biloxi Fire Department at 228-435-6200.
And if you go to the website, by the way, we've actually got the tornado. You can hear the tornado, the tone out there now. So what else you got to say before we wrap up?
Okay, just one thing this weekend, and we have the annual Juneteenth celebration, which will be at the John Henry Beck Park. It'll be from 3 to 8. It is free. They're going to have bounce houses. They're going to have live bands. They're going to have poetry contests. They're going to have free food for children. So just make sure you go out to John Henry Beck Park Saturday the 17th from 3 to 8. And, of course, all that information, as always, is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.